Whoever's, anybody finish it from beginning to end?
I'm behind.
Okay, Rabotai, we start from Mamash the top. There are four lines down. What's he?
What's happening?
Okay, what's he alav kitab yado? Shu hayav lo, kuvim v'nechasim v'nechonim. I remember yesterday we learned the sugya that if you have a shtar and the shtar has edim on it, shtar with edim, you can collect from the chasim v'shut v'adim. Not only can you collect from money, but I can go to properties that the guy sold and they're mortgaged against the loan. Why is that so? There's a call. When it's a shtar plus edim, so everybody hears about the loan, including the buyer of the property. So when he buys the property, he's well aware that the guy might come and take it. So you can't say, I didn't know. You know, shtar with edim. The question over here is, let's say a guy has a different type of shtar. Lelove writes a shtar, I owe you. And the Malveh is holding this. Well, IOU is not good for Likuhot. How does the Likuhot know about an IOU? There's no Edim. Question is, let's say after this IOU is written, he takes it to Bet Din, and then they verify it. They make a handpeck on it. They say, yes, it's Emet. They sign to the rabbis. It's legit, this paper. Do we say that from that point on, any Likuhot, that any properties that are sold, can be mortgaged against the loan.
Well, first it's mid Baal Peh.
Correct.
And then it, can we switch it to
Hazak or Baal. You're starting it as a Baal Peh. Can you turn it into a Kishta? There's no Edim on it yet. But we'll put the handpick of the rabbis when you make Kim and Bedin. Does the Kim and Bedin turn it from a Baal Peh to a Malveh Mishta? That's basically the question. Ba'amine Rabbah Bar Natan, Rabbi Yohanan, Chuzak Ketab Yado Bebedin, Mai. It said Chuzak Yado Bebedin. The Beit Din verified this is indeed the Lovez handwriting, and really it's a legitimate shtar. So look at the, let's read the Rashbam simultaneously, third line in Rashbam. Ba'am mineh rabah ban natam rabbi Yohanan horza ketav yado bebet din mahu. Le'achar zeman shemassar lo ha-lovez le-malveh ketav yado shu hayav lo mamon, uba bebet din ve-hoda bifnehem. Even better, he came in front of Beit Din, and he said, yeah, this is my handwriting. Nothing better than that. Shu ketav yado, v'katvu lo betin handpick. Hu anekla ashtata v'kiyum ashtar. That's called ashtata or kiyum ashtar. But Rashbam, mai, miyamrinan, hareu me'ata keshtar shtiyesh bu edim, v'yigbeh me'mishahbedeh, da'achrayut ta'ut soferhu. Lechol shtar malveh u'mechira, she'otmim bu edim, govim me'mishahbedeh, ki'ilu katub behem achrayut. Even if you don't write officially Achrayut in the shtar, even in a regular shtar, let's say that they didn't write the words Achrayut. Once it has Edim, we say it's automatically implied. Hi, why don't you write it? We say the Sofer made a Ta'ut. That it's a Ta'ut Sofer. So the same thing over here. It doesn't say anything about Achrayut over here, but it doesn't matter. Bottom line, Bashir Husham, today, I have a shtar, and I have a handpick of rabbis, so that it should serve the same purpose as a shtar, Yesh Bo Edim, and that's it. Or Dilma. קיום שטר אינו מועיל לשום שטר אלא להחזיקו בבית דין לכמות שהיה מקודם. לכן, שאילו ימותו עדים או לווה לא יוכלו לטעון שטר זה מזויף. היא בבית דין. בבית דין קיימו, יגבה בו המלווה. וגם זה לא יגבה, אלא מבני אחרי.
Exactly, which means, I said, no, you know what this קיום does? קיום doesn't upgrade the שטר to make it into a... You know, Bnei Horin, Mishabedeh. All it is it takes away the claim of Mizuyaf. In the case, let's say the Loveh dies, and now they present the shtar to the, you know, to the Yorchim or something. So we're not going to say now, Mizuyaf, my father never wrote such a shtar. You can't say nothing, yeah, we signed already a paper. That's all it does. It just takes away the claim, or the Loveh himself. The Loveh himself can say Mizuyaf. Here's a paper, you wrote an IOU. Well, I never wrote this, I don't know what you're talking about.
So what the handpick does is it just allows, it takes away the claim of mezuyah, but it doesn't turn it into a shtar sheyesh bo achrayut. That's the safek of the Gemara. Amale. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yohanan answers, Afapi shehuzak ketav yado bebedin eno goveh ela menechasim benechorin. He told him, that's it. Benechorin. doesn't turn it into a mishtabed. You cannot put anything more, doesn't add to the shtar, except it takes away the claim of mezuyaf. Mativ Rami Barhama, Mishnah in Gittin. Shilosha Gittin Pesulim. Okay, there are three types of Gittin that are Pesulim. When we say Pesul, it means Rabbanan. The big nafkimina, if it's Pesul with Rabbanan, it means Kashim with Oraita. If the lady gets Mikureshet from such a type of get, and she gets remarried, the children will not be Mamzerim. Because Mina Torah, it's really a divorce. And that's why the Braita continues. What's the Mishnah actually in Gittin Pevav? Ve'im niset havalat kasher. If she indeed gets married, the valad is going to be kasher. Ve'elu hen. And these are the three Gittin. Katab bechtav yado ve'en alav edim. Wow. The guy wrote it on his own hand. He wrote his own get. No edim, no nothing, he gave it to her. It's interesting that'll be a get. That'll be a get min haTorah. All those other things that we write in the get is mit Rabbanan. Okay, you have to put all the different edim and all that. He wrote it, he gave it to her. Finished. He knows he gave it to her. She knows she got it. It's finished. Min haTorah, it's a get. Yesh alav edim ve'en bo zeman. Or let's say he signed it with edim, but he didn't put zman in the get. Zman is key for a get. Or yesh bo zman ve'en bo ela edehad. Or he put zman, but he only wrote one witness. Are elu shelosha gitin pesulin.
Again, I don't understand what this third one is relative to the first one. So there's no edim. Now it says that there's only one ed.
Right, you would have thought maybe one ed is kasher. Maybe it's kasher even the rabbanan. Kamashmana, no. You need two edim for a get.
But if two or not, if you have nothing,
nothing is kasher. But in all these cases, again, im niset avalat kasher. Stop it for a second. Let's read Rashi, Rashbam. Pesulim li nasebo. That's what means pesulim. It's pesul for her to get married. The chetachila. Ve'en alav edim ela shenimsar la b'fnei edim. The adem mesira kartile b'di'avad. Oh, so when it says en alav edim, so it's talking about what? En alav edim. But you gave it in front of edim. Oh, so if you hold like Rabbi El-Azhar, Rabbi El-Azhar says, what's the main part? What's the edim that akoret? The main edim is adem mesira. Karte. So we'll see. Hare elu, begitin mefaresh, hare elu deresha, hare elu desefa, lemeute mai, vata mefarshale. Kasher lekatela. Okay, look at this part. We need this part. Rabbi El-Azhar omer. Afapi she'en alav edim. That was that one we're just talking about. Afapi she'en alav edim, what you gave in front of edim. So you have edem mesira. Rabbi El-Azhar omer, edem mesira is the main item. Ela she'netanola befne edim. The get is kasher, she can get married. Lekatehila. Oh, and the rabbi says over here, "V'chein shtar halva'a," that's written b'chtav yado, and you have edim that come along and saw it given over from the loveh to the malveh. You collect menechasim mishu'badim. Oh, so what do you see over here? You see over here, even though you don't have edim in the shtar, you have a regular shtar which is a baal peh without edim on it. But as long as you have edim in the witnessed it. That already makes it a nechassim mishumadim we collect from. Ketav yado. Look at the Rashbam. Vegobe menechassim mishumadim. That's the key Rashbam. Kelomar. Ve'im shtar malvehu. Oto ashtar katub bechtav yado. Ve'en bo edim. Ena shemasro befnei edim. Gove menechassim mishumadim. Ve'achim mefaresh atam. Rabbi Yochanan Alibad Rabbi Elazar. Befi perik ha-mebi. שאפילו בשאר שטרות, even שטר של מינים הלוואות, גובה מנכסים משומדים בעדי מסירה בלבד. אלמה, here's the question, הוציא עליו כתב ידו שהוא חייב לו, ומסרו בפני עדים, גובה ממשעבד. Here's the key. וכל שכן הוחזק בבית דין. כל שכן הוחזק בבית דין. Which means, if already עדים already will be okay, כל שכן if you brought the shtar to בית דין, and they put a hand back on it. Which means, over here, you have edim that are testifying that it was alone and they put the shtar. He told me, it's okay to be goveh, v'nechassim yishub adim. There's no edim in the shtar. So who adim? We have a case of ketav yado. And he took him to the betin. There's no edim in the shtar. You don't need edim in the shtar to collect mamisham there. Draya, according to Bil Azar, if you say edim esira karte, if you went to the Bedin, they put a hempik and they said that this is a legitimate shtar, why shouldn't you be able to collect from Mishabedin? Your old deen was Rabbi Yochanan,
The shtar that was mekuyam b'ktav yado, you cannot collect from a sha'bedin. Why? You see, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar, at least, that if you have edim that saw the transaction, because Shekini says, if you have a henpek of bedin, it should be working for a sha'bedin. Rabbi Yochanan, you can argue on the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan, you can argue on the Mishnah. That's the problem.
They're not considered edim, the bedin?
They are. The better the bedin, he said. He's saying they're better. That's his question. That's exactly the question. That's exactly his question. So the Gemara answers. Gemara answers. Shani hata. The mish'at ketiva hu dish'abed nafshe. Aha. Shani hata. That case is Torah Rabbah. That case is different. Why? Because the shi'bud happens at the time of the loan. Basically, the Gemara is saying, you can't create a new shi'bud after the loan is done. In the case of Gittin, when the witnesses were there, the witnesses saw the documents, so the witnesses in the shtar, there's a shi'bud at the time of the loan. Here you're trying to come along and say now, first of all, it's beva'al peh. At that time, no karka was mishrobad. Now you want to come along and go to Bedin and turn it into a thing. Doesn't work that way. However, the Gemara says, look at Rashbam. Shani hatam. Oh, big Rashbam here. Shani hatam de bishat ketiva u de shabin nafsheh. Kishe nechtav, ashtar nechtav kedel mosro bifnei edim. Shiyu ade mesira bimkom ade hatima. Then when he wrote the shtar originally, the covenant was what? I'm writing the shtar, I'm not to give it in front of ade mesira. Without Edek Hatima, because Rabbi Elazar says Edek Mesira is enough. That was the original intent from the beginning. Hilka kevand Rabbi Elazar Edek Mesira karte ki ilu nehtemu betoch hashtar dami. Bidiyuk. According to Rabbi Elazar, Edek Mesira is exactly like having Edek Hatima signed into the document. Aval, anu mevayaran beotzi ktav yado be'alma, ששמו של לווה חתום בו, שזה מסר לו במקום הודעה, שלא יוכל לעזור ולכפור בו. ולומר פלעתי כל זמן שחתימת ביד מלווה שלא נעשה השטר בלשון של שטר שעדים חתומים בו. Which means over here, he didn't mind a regular star with edim. You want a star over here, I'm the guy, I owe you and all that. So the guy is holding the star, so the guy cannot say palati. Now you want to turn the star into a new creature. Now I want to make a kiyul, I want to change the collecting power. The collecting power. Too late. He's v'achar zeman. Yaziku bedin. U'shelvau kemalve al pe'avya. At the time that it was, the loan happened, it was a malve al pe'avya. V'etu lo matzi bedin b'kiyuman la'azdo shta shiyesh bo achrayut nechassim. Shere lo leda'at ken nechtam b'techila. So that's a klal. The shi'amud happens at the time of the loan. Finished. It has to be, what was the original intent at the time of the ketiva? The original time of the ketiva, why did you write the shtar? Just so he cannot say penalty, so he knows that I owe the money. That's it. More than that, you can't do. Interesting. I cannot create a shi'bud later on. Okay, there's a klal gadol, now we're learning at the end of this masech. But a shi'bud must take place. B'sha'ata ze kach nere'e b'inai v'ken ikar. Okay, that's the first we got today, Rabotai. Okay.
And this only works according to Rabbi Elazar.
Yes. Who holds Adem Mesira Karti. That's right. Okay. Nu sugya rabotai. Amar papa. Ilcheta. Melve alpe. No, what am I doing? I'm reading the chest later. Arev. Arev ayotze leachar chitum shtarot. Okay, remember we learned this yesterday's Mishnah? You have an Arev. Right, Arev signs after the signatures. There's a loan. The malveh, the noveh, the zman, everything, and the witnesses sign. Under the witnesses, guy writes, and the Arev. Now, clearly, you can't say that the witnesses are signing what's underneath the signature. They're only signed from what's above. So this Arev, let's assume he's on the hook because he was Mechayev himself, let's say, because he wrote in the Shtar, Ani Arev. But would you be able to go after Nechassim, Mishu'badim of the Arev? Say no. It's a Shtar, it's Edim. The Edim have no verification on the Arev Shibu. So that's why it says Ale Bayotse La Arachitum Shtarot. So we said that the Malveh wants to come and get from the Arev, he can only get Nechasim B'Nechori. That's the Mishnah said. Amar Rav, Kodim Chitum Shtarot, Govim Nechasim Mishum Madim. Lachar Chitum Shtarot, Govim Nechasim B'Nechorim. Okay, that makes sense. Depends where they put the Arev. If they put the Arev before the Edim, he can collect him from Nechasim Mishum Madim. If he puts it after the Edim, he can only collect from Nechasim B'Nechorim. We have a Rashbam. We don't have a Rashbam yet. Ubezimnin, the Gemara says, sometimes Amarav afilu kodim chitum shtarot eno gove eda menechasim benechorin. Oh, and sometimes he said, even if they sign their name before the shtar, before the edim, you can only collect from nechasim benechorin. Kasha derav aderav. Make your mind, Rabbi. A minute ago you told me if they sign before the Edim, you can collect from the Chasim Mishubadim. Now you're telling me they can only collect from the Chasim Bin Ahori. You'll answer. It's all got to do with the Vav. La Kashya, Had Katabe Peloni Arev, Had Katabe Ufloni Arev. The Vav Achibur. Depends if he writes Peloni Arev or Ufloni Arev. Again, both cases he's signing before the Edim. So it's in the right place. What did he write? Did he write Ploni Arev? Meaning Reuven is guarantor, or and Reuven is guarantor. Big difference. Rashbam.
Ploni.
Ploni Arev. Efsi ka'inyan. V'dema lo aseh de'edim el ashtarat de'le'el lehud. It's a new topic. Reuven is Arev. That's connected to the shtar anymore. Maybe when they sign for the Ikala Shtar on this last line over here. It's standing in the air. They just put another line in there. In that case, he says, since it's like a hefsek, there's no, it lost the flow. The Shtar lost the flow. There's a flow of the Shtar, was that it? And this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. Reuven Arev. Reuven Arev. That's not connected to the Shtar, maybe. There's no and. So therefore, it's only the Gabe, the Chasim, Bnei Horin. However, if he writes, Uflo Ni Arev, Vav Mosif Alinyan Vishon Vala Shetar Vala Arbut Hatim Esahadev. Unbelievable. Which means when there's a Vav there, you can't say they're only testifying on the Shtar. It clearly says and I'm an Arev. So therefore it's all included. So it's all got to do. So I'd get the cut. One letter in the Shtar can make a whole difference over here. Okay. Rabbi Yohanan Amar, Ehadze, Eno Gove Ela Menechasim, Benechorin, Afal Gav, the Katabe, Ufloni Arev. You don't care. He says, even if you wrote Ufloni Arev, even if you wrote above the signatures, doesn't matter, you only collect from Nechasim, Benechorin. What's the logic? What's the logic of Rabbi Hanan? Explain the logic. So we'll see. Mativ Rava. Edim hatumim al she'elat shalom beget pasul hayshinan shema al she'elat shalom hatmu. At the end of the get, it's said at the end of the get, and also tell so and so, tell him hello, send him my regards. You know that why they wrote it in the get, they wrote she'elat shalom at the end of the get, and the edim signed underneath get is pasul, because I say maybe they just signed on the she'elat shalom. Yeah, we testified, the guy said, you know, send regards. Maybe they didn't testify on the main part of the get, because they added this she'elat shalom at the end of the get. So he says, and what's the case? I heard the pshat from Rabbi Yohanan. He explained, she'ilu means sha'alu, ask for the peace of so and so. Then already it is pasul. Ush'ilu kasher. So clearly Rabbi Yohanan makes a difference between a Vav and not a Vav. If they wrote the get, and then they write at the end, ask, send regards to so-and-so. Then Rabbi Yohanan says, send regards to so-and-so. That stands alone. And therefore they're only testifying on send regards to so-and-so. But if they write and send regards to so-and-so, Rabbi Yohanan's modeh at the Vav connects. Oh, so therefore the Chaura, and therefore they're signing not only on the She'elat Shalom, they're signing on the get as well.
The
Ve is good. The Ve is good.
agree.
And you just told me the Gabi Ashtar, the Vav doesn't help you.
What is it? What's it really verifying that he should say hello?
Yeah.
When the other one, he's verifying that they're Edim, that they're Edim. Here they're saying, and by the way, just wave to my friend.
No, because the guy comes along and says, you know something, you're Rasha. You don't call me, you don't do no. I said to send you regards. The guy's offended. I send him regards, invite him to the wedding. We were there, we saw him. He said regards, he wanted to invite you to the wedding. We were there, we saw it. The guy, because the invitation gets lost. You know, they are happy not to get invited. In the olden days, the guys wanted to get invited. You're a big man, you're
a No, I don't understand. Up till now, we don't even let an extra line in the gate. Yeah. Right? The guy's got a sign right up against Mamash against the thing. So they're signing right up against the thing.
I'm not telling you that you should do this. The guy did it. The guy's crazy. I don't know why he did it. The guy's crazy. Why did he write it? I agree with you, honey. I agree with you. He says, I know Shadahar Shanikmara Ba'al, Nechtovet Aget, Osipo, Shalu Mishlomar, Shal Ishti. He says, "Mekevan sheshelat Hashem nechteva belo vav v'chibur, anu choshesim shema chatimot ha'edim metachtea enam yuchesed get atzmo." Then like the sheshelat Hashalom. Oh, so we have the same question.
But it is a vav. But the shalom has nothing to do with the actual contract. We're trying to verify if the contract is good or not.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, say hello to the moon.
Good. And?
So the moon is God shalom or didn't get shalom. And or not and. Doesn't matter.
And,
it has no verification.
And is connected.
Right. I understand.
That's it. No, so therefore, once you write and, what's the and? You can't say, I was only testing on the she'elat shalom. But it says and. You cannot. That vav links it. So therefore, you see, Rabbi Hanan holds that the vav does something. How can you say over there does it? Amar Gemara says, "Achaname dekatav ploni alef." Oh, that's what Rabbi Yohanan said over there that it doesn't work because he wrote ploni alef. He didn't write above. Also, if he didn't write above, so then no, he's saying it. He didn't write above. Change it. So the same as Rav then. Rav also said you didn't write above. So what's Rabbi Yohanan coming to say? I argue. What do you argue? Saying the same exact thing. If you're ploni alef without above, it doesn't work. So the Gemara asks. Right. Change Rabbi Yohanan. We told Rabbi Yohanan is arguing. Read the Gemara. Rabbi Yohanan concurs. What? If you don't write a vav, it's a problem. If you write a vav, it's not a problem. And by the way, Shita is consistent. All right. Last piece of the Gemara. Ma'aseh uba lefne Rabbi Yishmael. Okay. What was the case in the Mishnah Rabotai? Go back to the case in Mishnah, yesterday's tour. Na'amud Bet on the top. It's three lines, one, two, three lines down on Kuf Ayin He Amud Bet. Ma'aseh uba lefnei Rabbi Yishmael. Ve'amar gove b'nechasim b'nei chorin. What was the case? An arev that was signed under arev hayutzeh lachar chitum shtarot. So Rabbi Yishmael said, okay, it's signed after the edim. You can only collect from the chasim ben nechorim. What happened? They went to Ben Anas, and Ben Anas came along and said nothing. Lo min chasim zeh, lo min chasim zeh. And Ben Anas's logic was what? You hold the guy up in the street, you're choking him. Hey, owe me my money, give me my money, give me my money. And the guy goes, hey, leave me alone, Allah. Any arev? Ben Anas is too late. The arvut has to take place at the time of the loan. You cannot make an arvut after the fact. The shavut of arvut takes place when the guy says, lend him the money. You're lending the money on my word. That's already an arvut. But after the fact is over, where the guy already is choking him and I come and say, hey, I'll pay it. That's not an arvut. That's what happened over here. The edim signed. Then the guy after the fact writes, ani arev. So Ben Anas says, it's not an arev bichlal. Not for nechassim shumadim and not for nechassim. Bnei Horim. It's the argument between Ben Anas and Rabbi Yishmael. Gemara says, Amar Abba, Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ava pi shekiles Rabbi Yishmael et Ben Anas. Halakha kemoto. Even though, what did Rabbi Yishmael say about Ben Anas? Anybody that wants to get wise, study the laws of Mamonot. And when you go study the laws of Mamoro, go learn by Bedanas, that's Mishmayasa, because he's unbelievable, he's very, very smart. Still, with all the praise, Halakha is not like Bedanas. Halakha follows a B, Ishmael. That what? You can't collect from the Chasim, B'nei Horim. Look at the Rashbam, Halakha Kemoto, Rabbi Ishmael. They go, V'me Nechasim, B'nei Horim. Baya Lehum, B'Hanuk Mali Amar B'Ishmael. Okay, what did the Mishmael say in the Hanuk case? Because basically, if Mishmael is going to be consistent, he must hold that the shi'bud of a Arev can happen after the fact. So therefore, even in the Hanuk case, when Bin Anas gave that as the Mashal, what would the Mishmael say in that case? Guy choking the guy in the chunder, give me my money. Gotta go, yeah, I'll pay. Then the Mishmael say, also over there, it's okay. The Chaurai should. If he's consistent, that you don't need the shi'bud to take place at the time of the loan. So what about if it happened on the Shtar, it happens 2 days later, 3 months later, 30 days later? So, look at the Rashbam. Let's just bump on the page. Hanuk, Mali Amar Bishmael, Dilma Mishum, Tzala de Havre, Shinehanak, Namega Amar Makne, O Dilma Mitkaven, Ula Tzilo Mahanika, U Mitzaveu, Deka, Zvao Deka Abid, Ula Midi Hase, Velo Abi Are. What's his Kavanah when he says, hey, I'll take care of it? He just wants to do a mitzvah. He sees the guy getting killed. He just wants to take the pressure. He don't mean really to pay. He wants the guy to take the stranglehold off the guy's neck. Or do we say, no, it's his friend. He don't want to see his friend get hurt, so he's mishaber himself. I'll pay. What's the? How much is he gamaru makna? This guy over here. What's his intent when he's doing this after the fact? Which means the mishmer clearly holds you could do a arev after the loan. That's not a question. The question is, what's this guy's kavanah under the shoot rabim when he sees the guy getting strangled? You say, I'm doing a chesed. But you said, are you going to pay? I didn't pay. The guy was getting killed. I said, I'm going to pay. I just wanted to save the guy. It's about to save lo tamud adam re'echa. Or you say, no. This is my friend, and I'm mishabed myself to save my friend from this bully. And if I meant to pay, that's the question to have on the Bishmael. Gemara says, Tashema, Damar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Haluk Ayar Rabbi Ishmael, Af Hanuk. Okay, he argued even the Hanuk case. Not only did he argue on Ben Anas on the Shtar case, but he even argued on Ben Anas on the Hanukkah, which means really he is an Alev. Do we follow Bishmael even in that case? Ta Shema Dechi Ataravin Amar Rabbi Yohanan Haluk Ayar Bishmael Af Behanuk Halakha Kemoto Af Behanuk. Okay, that's it. So Ishmael is the Halakha in his whole Mishnah. Last piece of the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda.
What do you do?
Halakha is not like Ben Anas.
But the Mishnah said it is.
He praised him. Oh, Ben Anas, unbelievable. Very smart guy. But
Halakha Kemoto, no? Didn't say that.
What did the Mishnah say? No. The Mishnah said, Harotzishi Yachkim Yilmud Dirim Amonot. And you should learn it from Ben Anas. He praised him.
Everywhere.
He praised the Menachem. He has good sevarot. Okay, doesn't mean halakha is like it. Chabavadian, Chabetzion. Chabetzion doesn't have good sevarot. Good sevarot, but halakha is follow Chabavadian. Anyway, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Hanuk, Vekanu Miyado, Meshabed. Oh, that's a different thing. Well, Mamash, the Hanuk, and then the Alev made a kinyan. It's not that he just said, I'll take care of it. Take care of it, we have a question. Although we said, even that case would be okay. But now we're saying, what about if he actually made a kinyan? What, he made a kinyan? He made a kinyan sudad.
So what is it, if it could be collected?
I guess for Ben Anas. Or you have to say Shmuel Paskin like Ben Anas. Shmuel Paskin like Ben Anas. So Shmuel is asking, Lididi that I Paskin like Ben Anas. What if he made a kinyan at the time of the Arif? The guy was just shooting at me getting strangled, that kind of handkerchief, okay, kinyan shudar ani Arif. Or maybe that's better according to Ben Anas, because he actually was Mishabed himself. What do you say? No way, Ben Anas' whole logic was it's after the fact. Okay, he made a kinyan. After the fact is after the fact. The kinyan's going to help you after the fact. If that was his whole simara, what's going to make a kinyan?
He's
mishabed himself. That's not the
fact. What does it mean?
It's a, he made a kinyan. He's mishabed himself. He's obligating himself. He's mishabed himself. He obligates himself.
Kinyan's more serious.
Okay. Yamara says, Michlal Da'arev Be'alma Lo Ba'e Kinyan. Oh, by the way, Mishtabed, period. It works. It works. What is that mashma? That only in this case you need a sherbud. Because it's after the fact. Mashaykin on a regular Arev, you don't need a sherbud, you don't need a kinyan. At the time of the loan, it's automatic. Michlal Da'arev Be'alma Lo Ba'e Kinyan. Okay. Ufrigad Rav Nachman. Why? The Amar of Nachman, Arev de Beddin hu de lo ba'e kinyan. Arev de Beddin does not need to make a kinyan. Look at the Rashbam. De ba'i hana'a de kamehem de le Beddin gam le mishan nefshe. Remember we learned that? In a Beddin, when a guy becomes an Arev, you don't need a kinyan. Why? Because we know the guy is mishaber himself. Why is he mishaber himself? The hana'a that the Beddin trusts him. Guy says, exactly. Guy says, okay, you want to lend money? Fine. And the guy says, Ani Arev. He goes, okay, fine. Oh, so Beti would tell me, this guy's Arev. Guy's a good enough. Get out of here, Arev. We're going to accept him. In fact, the Beti trusts him, so he has a Hana'a. So when you have a Hana'a, you got something, so you, it's like a Kinyan. You gave me something, I'm making it back to you. So where did he get the Arev and Beti? Kavod. Yeah, that's the best thing he got. He got Kavod, he gives back his Shabud. No problem. That's in Beti. Arev the Beddin, who did by Kenyan? Habe Alma, but a regular Arev that's done between the two parties, by Kenyan. He didn't make a Kenyan, or to Mishabed himself, that he, that later on is going to give the, he's going to give it. He says, Lefi Pirush HaRashbam, Hahana'a Shebegdala Gamara Arev Shtabedu, Memashu Ne'eman Lebeddin. Shebedubar Kan Ba'adam Shebhayev Lebeddin. כמו שפירש הרמב״ם, שבית דין הם שעשו אותו ערב. אהה. זה נאמן את הבית דין. ובית דין doesn't care who, if you're נאמן. The guys, the מלווה cares, what like a בית דין. בית דין doesn't do background checks on ערבים. God comes to a בית דין. A לווה and a מלווה. And the לווה says, yes, write a startup, I would get $1,000. And the Reuven comes in and says, by the way, Hachamim, I'm going to be a Arev. The Beti doesn't go background check on the guy. You want to be Arev, you want to accept him as Arev, you write the Shtara. Mishal Beti's ma'amin him. You understand the question over here? Beti's not ma'amin the guy. Beti doesn't do a background check on people. Beti, you say, want to be an Arev? Any guy comes in, the write a Shtara. You trust the guy? I trust the guy.
He's really not good.
Why does the Gemara say that it's the Bedin that gives him the Hana'a? Yeah. I would have said the fact that the Lover trusts me, or the Malveh trusts me. Okay, the Malveh is a Hashuv guy. He says, you know what, Joe, if you guarantee it, I'm going to lend the money. I trust the guy, he's an honest guy. So that's already Hana'a. But what does it mean, the Bedin? So Kadere, you have to say this was a type of loan where Bedin forced an Arev in the case. Bedin asked for an Arev. So once Beddin is asking for an Arev, for whatever reason, so then you have to say that they can only pick qualified candidates that they think they can pay the loan. So that's why you have to say that the Hana is on the Beddin. It's not a regular case. He says, "Shekegon shebeddin rotzim legabot malover." Could be, let's say, the lover owes Beddin money on something. So Beddin wants to guarantee it that the money is paid because they want to get paid for something else. So therefore, they want to make sure.
Or maybe the Malveh doesn't want to make the loan. So maybe he says, make the loan and we this guy. You see this guy? He's going to be the Arev. Okay, I need the loan.
Yeah, that's how we have to make a case. Beddin is bringing the Arev. Anyway, so what comes out according to this? Vilcheta Arev Bishat Matan Ba'ot Lo Ba'e Kinyan. At the time of the giving of the loan, you don't need a Kinyan. Achar Matan Ma'ot Ba'e Kinyan. Finished. Arev de Bedin lo ba'e kinyan, de be'i hana'a, de meheman le, gamar mishabed le. Look at the Rashbam. Vilcheta. Arev bishat matan ma'ot lo ba'e kinyan, ve'im katab betoch ashtar, la'achar chitum shtarot, gove menechasim mishu'badim. Whoa! You know what he's saying now? Not only don't you need a kinyan,
But if you wrote it in the shtar, le'achar chitum shtarot. Whose shita is that? Whose shita is that? After chitum shtarot, you can collect from mishumadim. Right. That's a lushita. That's not. What do you call it? That's not Rabbi Ben Anas, and it's not. L'tam adavar. Okay, let's see. Kuf ayin gimal bet. Hishtabut nechassim shel ha'aref tuliyah b'makom bo ketuva etchaymut b'shtar. Lifnei chatimat ha'edim o lechareihem. אם היא כתובה לפניהם הלווי, יוכל לקבוד גם לנכסים משובדים של הערב. שכן חתימות העדים מתייחסות גם לערבות הכתובה בשטר. אם היא כתובה לאחריהן, יוכל לקבוד נכסים מעיני חולים. So we're very wrong then. When it says ערב בשעת מתן מאוד לא באי קניין, what does the רב say over in Rashbam? ערב בשעת מתן מאוד לא באי קניין, ואם כתב בתוך השטר, מה זה בתוך השטר?
Oh, he changes it. Like, look at the Aleph. בתוך השטר, לאחר חיתום, he says, קודם.
Ah, חזק וברוך, I don't have that change. חזק וברוך, you pay extra, you get a good Gemara. Your Gemara makes it change it?
The whole thing, look at the first four.
You trade money, you get extra thing. That's obviously you.
Doesn't fit the whole Gemara then.
This guy didn't think it's important to give me this thing here. Rabbi Nelson Sherman, he didn't think it's important. Okay, call a kavod. Okay, kodem is kodem. That makes more sense. Otherwise, the Rashbam makes no sense. Who's he going like? Is that Bishmael? Is that Ben Anas? Kodem. Instead of a heart, put the word kodem in that Rashbam. You gotta change it. It's a big difference, my friend. Big difference. So the heart is kodem. Okay, so let's read it again. Vilcheta. Arev, b'sh'at matama lo ba'e kinyan. Why lo ba'e kinyan? Because ba'e hana'a. Ahar matan ma'ot, ba'e kinyan. Why ahar matan ma'ot ba'e kinyan? Because it's after the fact, so if we have to show that it should be hal. Afilu im katav et chaynud b'shtar. Okay, even if you wrote it in the shtar, it's not enough. And who's that going to be like? Even according to Rabbi Ishmael, that says you could be a arev after the fact, but it's got to be done. It's got to be done properly. And then what's the last halakha? Arev de bedin lo ba'ay kinyan. Why don't you need a kinyan? De ba'hi hana'ad me'eman le kamar u'mishtabat le Rashbam. Arev de bedin lo bekem velo garsinan halakuda ba'ay kinyan. Okay, that's it. Adran ala get pashut usikale masikat baba batra. All right, we'll take one word on the... what time is it tonight? Watch this. It's one word before we go down. Sikat masikat baba batra. Tomorrow we start sending the emails out to Hashem. Bring the books. Masikat. Very important masikat. The custom at the end of the masikat is to say the Adran, the 10 sons of the Papa. Many interpretations have been said. Why do we say the 10 sons of Rav Papa and the Siyum Masechet? You know where they come in. Hanina Bar Papa, Rafran Bar Papa, Daru Bar Papa, Surha Bar Papa, Nachman Bar Papa. We'll still get above this family over here. So they say that the big Hadush. If you look in the Midrash says, Yineh Mitato Shel Shlomo. Shishim Giborim Sabi Udam Giborei Yisrael. Gemara the Midrash Vayit. Shishim Giborim, that's the 60 Masechtot of Shas. Shishim Giborim, it says in Shir HaShirim. Shishim, it says Shishim Giborei Yisrael, Ushmonim Pelagshim. Pasuk says the 60 Giborei Yisrael, Ushmonim Pelagshim. And the Pasuk of Shir HaShirim, Ushmonim Pelagshim. Ma'alamot and Mispar. So they said, what is the 80 Pelagshim? The 60 minos, 60 masikhtot. What's the 80? So the Midrash has a language like 80 Pelagshim, Hayim 80 Petichot. Something Petichot. What's a Petichot? So they did a Hadush like this. They said But if you look at the beginning of every seder, there's six sederim in Mishnah. Zman Nakat. How does Masechet Berachot start? Or Seder Zera'im, Mem Atay. That's a Mem, that's four. After Zera'im, what do you have? Mo'ed. Mo'ed starts with what? Masechet Shabbat. How does Masechet Shabbat start? Yitziyot HaShabbat. Yud. So let's say how much you ready? 50. Zman. Then you have Nashim. Nashim starts with what? Yibamot. Yibamot starts with what? Hamesh Esre Nashim. Yibamot. Hamesh is 8. Ha'ed. So you have what?
58.
Then what do you have? Zman. Now you have Nezikim. Nezikim starts with Baba Kama. Arba Abot Nezikim. Aleph. So that's what? 59. Zman Nakat. Then you have Kadashim. How does Kadashim start? Kadashim starts Kol HaZivachim. Zivachim, Kol HaZivachim. Shachatu Shlo Lishman. That's 20. That's how much? 79. And then you have Taharot. Taharot starts off with the Aleph. The Had Kenim Betzalim. So therefore, if you look at the beginning of each Masechet, and you take the final number, it equals to 80. So that's a number. It's a magic number. If you look at the Patach Eliyahu Nevi that we say from time to time, so the Patach Eliyahu says it's going to all the bodies. Hesed is derua yemina. That's the right hand. Gibura derua simana. Then when it gets to the mouth, what does it say? Torah Shiba'al Peh. It says the Peh is connected Torah Shiba'al Peh. So the Mefarshim say, what do you mean Peh connected to Shiba'al Peh? Because the Peh is connected to the 80, you know, the 80 Gematria, all the beginning of the Petichot, of the Masechtot, of the Sederim. Anytime we have a double of something, that's Lashon Chiba. Which means Abraham, Abraham. The Gemara says Lashon Chiba. Yitzhak, Yitzhak. Yaakov, Yaakov. Moshe, Moshe. Why does God call the name twice? That already shows Lashon Chiba. So at the end of a Masechet, we want to show how much God loves the Torah Shema Al Peh. So he refers to the Torah Shema Al Peh in Lashon Chiba. So what did they do? They said Papa. Papa is basically what? Peh, Peh. It's a double Peh. Now you might say, okay, but what about Torah Shebichtav? Torah Shebichtav gets offended. So we quote 10 rabbis, Keneged Asid the Berot, which is the Torah Shebichtav, which is the source of all the Torah Shebichtav. So therefore, at the end of the Masechet, we're giving credence and say, look how much Hashem loves it. Pa, 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 pe, 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 the 80, the 80. He's called Avraham, Avraham, Moshe, Moshe, Yaakov, Yaakov. And shows you how much Hashem is Baruch Hu. When it says he made the contract with Klal Yisrael, it says Lo karat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Brit im Yisrael Ki'im HaTorah Sheba'al Peh. Not on Torah Shebichtav. Torah Shebichtav, the Jewish people were willing to accept La'aseh V'Nishma. But the real acceptance of the covenant between God and Klal Yisrael was only if they accepted Torah Sheba'al Peh. And the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Midrash says in Parashat Noah, which is considered to darkness, says V'Hoshech HaPenei Tehom Zeh Talmud Babli. So when you start learning Talmud Babli, it's darkness. They go into a deep, dark tunnel. It's difficult until you get the. I think Rabbi Zalman Nuts or one of the. I think Rabbi Shimon Shkapa, I think, said. That anytime you open a Daf Gemara, it's like a war. You're going to war, and there's a big fortress ahead of you. And you have to conquer the fortress. And the fortress is the Daf of Gemara that's in front of you. So anyway, Baruch Hashem. ברוך הנבנו שבראנו לכבודו ותן לנו תורת אמת וחיי עולם תפוכן ושעס ברוך השם. Although I didn't finish it this time around, God will make a סיום את סנדני. We start tomorrow morning 5:50. It's a long דפים in the beginning of סנדני. Long דפים, but very, 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 very. Tomorrow it's a משנה, this is one page of משנה. משנה זה עוד מאוד. Ha ha. Thank you.